You're listening to the Traffic and Conversion Show. I'm your host, Michelle Fernandez, and today is all about how to build a funnel that actually converts. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Traffic and Conversion Show, where it's all about helping online entrepreneurs amplify their content, build their influence, and convert their leads into sales to grow a profitable business and life they absolutely love. Now, let's get this party started. Welcome back to the show. Now, when some people think of March, they think of March Madness. I think of March as my birthday month. Woo woo, right? Well, today I would like you to think of it as Monetize March. Now, last week's episode is all about the five marketing systems that every business must have in place to really make more money, honey, right? Well, today is all about decoding the secrets to turn clicks into conversions. We're diving deep into the world of funnel building, specifically tailored for all the amazing coaches and course creators or membership owners out there. So buckle up because we are about to unravel the mysteries of building a funnel that converts like cray cray, all right? Well, it all starts with creating your value ladder. Now, a value ladder stands as a crucial element in crafting a funnel that excels in conversion rates. It outlines the step-by-step progression of your offerings, methodically organized from the most affordable to the premium tiers or the premium step of that value ladder. Now, this approach transcends just mere transactions, right? Just everyday transactions coming in. It's the methodical journey of augmenting the value delivered with your clients with each ascent on the ladder, right? So why does this whole value ladder matter? Well, beyond showcasing your products or services, a meticulously crafted value ladder serves as a pivotal tool in cultivating initial interest and then nurturing the trust, right? And then becoming this raving fan, right? They're like a lifer. They're in it with you for the long haul. Well, starting with the lowest risk yet highest value offerings, you're establishing this friendly gateway for potential customers, really facilitating their entry into your ecosystem. So as trust progressively solidifies, customers become increasingly open to exploring your premium, higher priced offerings, right? So this could be like your masterminds. That's where we're talking, like your top tier, most expensive offer that you have. Now, this strategic progression not only enriches the customer journey, but it also optimizes your customer lifetime value, which we all know that the customer lifetime value is where it's at, right? So here is a secret. You don't need to have a complete value ladder to be on your way to higher conversions. What? I know, right? Well, because a lot of people think, well, I don't have all the steps. I don't have all the things. Well, the cool thing is if you have the idea of where they're going or you're doing market research consistently and then you're identifying that next problem that they have, well, then you can identify how you can be that solution and carrying them up that value ladder that's not quite done yet, all right? So achieving success in funnel marketing isn't congruent upon having an extensive range of products or services right from the start. And even as you go in, it's not about all these things, right? We want to go deep, not wide. It's about leveraging what you currently possess and incrementally broadening your offerings, okay? So this method really fosters adaptability and scalability, enabling adjustments based on consumer input and shifts in the market trends. So let's just say you do have a coaching business. Your value ladder might look something like this. So the step one is a lead magnet, right? So this is the low barrier to entry, and it's perfect for this initial engagement, right? So it's somebody cold, doesn't really know who you are. So you could be offering something of value for free, like a checklist with, let's say, how to create habits to reach your goals, right? Then step two could be a tripwire, which this serves as a stepping stone, providing more value and gently nudging them to becoming a customer up the ladder, right? Because why? Because really they are a customer, because a tripwire is a low cost, high value product. Now, this also gives them this little taste of what it's like to work and learn from you. Plus, they've paid for this. So now they have skin in the game. So they've actually kind of, instead of just raising their hand, they're kind of, you know, putting their toe in the water. So it's deepening their commitment to themselves, right? Because they invested in themselves and getting the result or the transformation that you provide. So this could be something like maybe a mini course or a paid workshop on personal development. Okay, so now step three is your core product or your signature offer. You might have also heard that referred to. Now, this is where you start offering more in-depth solutions and solidify this relationship, right? Because now they've officially made a commitment. It's like a medium price offer, right? And this is really the centerpiece of your ladder. So this could be a comprehensive 4-8-week coaching program focused specifically on growing their business, all right? Then step four could be some sort of an upsell or a one-time offer. So this is a higher investment, which brings them closer to achieving their goals with more personalized guidance. So you might have seen maybe like you get a signature course and then there's like a VIP offer, right? So it's just like one step up. That would be an upsell. So once the trust is established, you could propose like a 3-month intensive coaching program with biweekly sessions, right? And maybe even Voxer support. So you can consider offering also somewhere along this stage, a continuity offer. So what happens is this is creates this sense of belonging and provides consistent value. So by offering ongoing support, let's say through a membership, or let's say you get monthly webinars and community support, continuity is really cool because you have this monthly recurring revenue. So that is why some people go, okay, instead of offering a signature course, I'm going to do a membership. Or they do the course, and then for ongoing support, now you go into this continuity offer or this membership. So then now it's not only increasing your lifetime customer value, it's also increasing your revenue, right? So it can continue to go on. It's not like one and done, right? So step five is now your highest ticket offer. So this exclusive opportunity is tailored for these individuals, these like your best of customers, really aspiring for unparalleled, personalized, and professional development. This is the top of the value ladder where you can unveil like this elite year-long mastermind group featuring retreats and personalized one-on-one coaching sessions, right? You can make it be whatever it is that you want it to be. And a value ladder really serves as this strategic roadmap, guiding customers through their journey while delivering escalating value at each step. So mastering the implementation of a meticulously structured value ladder really enables the creation of a funnel that not only drives conversions, but it also cultivates enduring customer connections. Now, we got what this value ladder is. So the next element that you need to build a funnel that converts is to create an automated email sequences to keep the leads in the funnel. So I have this saying that's called never lose a lead. So that's what we want to make sure that we're doing. Because even though they become a customer, right, we never want to lose a customer. We want to continue having them go up the value ladder and then keep it at retention, okay? So these automated email sequences form this cornerstone in the design of a successful sales funnel. So comprising pre-written emails that are targeted are triggered automatically by specific actions and user behaviors. So this automation guarantees that each lead receives personalized and timely communication, which is a pivotal element in sustaining engagement and really propelling leads through the funnel, right? So the job of an automated email sequence within the funnel, it really acts as a consistent touch points between your brand and either potential customers or existing customers. So I think that's where I find that a lot of people, they kind of don't think of it this way. And I don't want to say it's a mistake. They just sometimes don't know, right? So they're all doing it to nurture these leads to become sales. And then what happens is they think that the sale stops in the transaction, but we all know that the sale really goes beyond the transformation. So what are you doing to nurture your customers, your buyers, to maintain them? What are those touch points that you're doing? Because when you do this, not only especially for cold people, but they maintain your brand's visibility, right? And the leads like consciousness by delivering this timely information, really nurturing these interactions and engagement. So think about somebody who might have bought a course from you and maybe never logged in. Maybe, you know, they're all excited in 2 weeks and then now you've never heard of them. Well, how about you're keeping them top of mind while facilitating the seamless progression of these leads or these sales through different stages of the purchasing journey and different stages of their onboarding or their fulfillment journey, okay? So having an automated email sequence in place really allows you to nurture more people at a larger scale. Now, your goal is to resonate with the leads, keeping them engaged and getting them primed and ready to buy, okay? So again, I know I'm saying leads and I could mean customers because you're also getting them primed and not only ready to buy for the first time, but ready to buy again, okay? Meaning like, okay, this girl really cares about me. This girl's always checking up on me. I have somebody that said that they wanted to build a funnel and I think it's been over 10 months now. And every other month, I follow up with her, right? Hey, how's it going? What are you looking at? We're building out, you know, we're building out our schedule for the next one. And I want to make sure that your funnel's included. And she's like, you know what? I really love that you follow up on with me because I'm not like trying to get her to buy. I'm trying to get her the result that she wants, right? And I'm also trying to trigger in her brain like, hey, wait a minute. You said you wanted this, you know, desire, you wanted this outcome to happen. Well, it's not going to happen until you build out that funnel and people are going to be seeing it, right? Driving traffic to it. So when you're talking about your sequences, they should really include this informative content. So the series should commence with emails providing valuable insights, let's just say on wellness, mindfulness, and positioning the brand as knowledgeable, right? As you are the resource, you are the go-to, you are the expert, and supportive authority in the field. Then you want to do personalized interaction. Personalization is the coolest thing ever because it makes people feel seen, heard, and just feel special. So after the initial outreach, your sequences may incorporate emails tailored to the recipient's individual's interests or prior engagements with the brand, or potentially inquiring about their journey or presenting a more personalized advice. Then you have your promotional offers. So you're going to infuse the nurture content with promotional opportunities, such as maybe discounted subscriptions or exclusive access to new features, right? Really to delicately steer leads towards making that buying decision. Now, consistent emphasis on core values is like key, right? Because this is where you're making the connection. People want to do business with people. And when you stand for something, it kind of reinforces this brand's core value and your relationship and that connection. So by maintaining this steady reinforcement, if you will, of the brand's core values and offerings throughout the sequence, this is really going to establish a robust and value-centric relationship with your audience. So by using this blend of content, you can significantly boost your conversion rates. So let's move on to the next thing about how we can get this funnel to be more converting or highly converting. So we're talking about upsells and downsells. So upsells refer to these premium products or services offered to customers already making a purchase, right? Whereas downsells are more budget-friendly alternatives presented if the customer declines the initial offer, okay? So not only does it increase your revenue, upsells enhance the customer's value, okay? So I am all about increasing your average cart value. So average cart value literally means, think about like you're at the grocery store and you keep putting things in your cart, okay? So it's like maybe you came in for one thing, like who doesn't go to Target or Costco, look for one thing, and then it's like they walk out with like a cart full of things, right? They had the intention of spending $20 and they left spending $200, right? That's increasing your average cart value. How many things is one person putting in their cart? Okay. So it's not one person coming back again and again. It's just one time. So I was talking with a client just this week, and we did some calculations. And just by increasing the average cart value by $10, that equates to an extra $5 million for the year. Crazy cool, right? So think about it. If we're not talking, or you're not even thinking about what this could look like for you, what money are you leaving on the table? I have another client who has a one-time offer, or an OTO, or an upsell on her self-liquidating offer. And it has allowed her to increase her return on ad spend, okay? So which means she's able to get more highly qualified clients in her ecosystem. Why do I say more highly qualified? Because they're investing in themselves. A self-liquidating offer is a low-ticket item. So they're actually not just a lead, they are a customer. So she's getting more and more, and then it's offsetting her ad spend because now this OTO is converting like crazy, okay? So what would this look like for you? What kind of upsell could you put in place that could significantly increase your annual revenue? Same runs true for downsells. So you could be leaving a ton of money on the table. And this is all about people that may not have purchased because of the payment might have been unattainable for them at the time. And or maybe they don't have this full belief in themselves, right? Because that's a big thing. It's like, yeah, you can do it, but can I do it, right? So you can do this in a couple of different ways. Now, you can offer more payments. So if you originally offered, let's say, like a 2-payment, maybe you do a 4-payment or a 6-payment offer, right? So it kind of spreads out that payment, makes it a little bit lower and say, okay, I can afford $297 right now. I couldn't afford $2997, but I can afford $297 now for the next 3 or 4 months, right? Now, another downsell is that most people miss is providing like one part of your product and give that as the downsell. Okay. So let's just say you have a program for like $5,000, right? And you also have a 5-step framework. Well, you can downsell with just one module for like $997, right? Then later, like once they go through your automated email sequence, or once you're seeing how they're progressing within that first module, then you sell them the rest of the program, right? Because what's happening is now they're like, oh my gosh, I'm learning so much. I can actually do this. This is not as hard as I thought. Maybe even in that first module, they're getting some sort of win, some sort of result that they now they believe in themselves like, oh, I can do this. I can make money. I can get this type of result, whatever your offering is, right? So when you're implementing upsells and downsells, you must do it strategically. You definitely want to make sure that it seems like a natural part of the customer journey. They should align with the customer's initial interests and seamlessly integrate into the purchasing process. They should also clearly communicate the supplementary value provided by each upsell or downsell, okay? So customers are more inclined to accept those offers when they perceive a tangible benefit that enriches the initial purchase. That's a big error I see all the time. Sometimes you offer like an upsell or something, and it's like way off of what they're originally doing. So it's almost like a whole other skill I need to learn rather than, oh, this is going to help enhance what I initially wanted to do, right? And so it's like, if I do this and then I do this, wow, what is that going to become? But it's not like all out in left field, all right? So timing is key. Introduce upsells right after the initial purchase decision and downsells promptly following a refusal, right? So this approach sustains momentum and capitalizes on your customer's current purchasing mindset, right? Have you ever heard of like, let's get them while they're hot? That is why they're hot. Okay. Even with the downsell, it's like, oh, they have FOMO, they wish, and duh. And then now they're presented this offer, and it's like, yes, yes, please, I want it now. Right. Now, establishing a sense of urgency or exclusivity surrounding upsells and downsells can heighten their appeal. So, time limited offers or exclusive bundles can incentivize customers to consider additional purchases. And as always, consistently consistently be monitoring and gathering data to make those data-driven decisions to see, like, are people resonating with your offers? Are they converting? Do they need to, like, do I need to now tweak them or swap them out? Like, the other day we had a customer move over to Optima Funnels, which I'm going to talk about in just a second. And she was over on ConvertKit, and she was not converting the bumps as well or the OTOs. It was almost like they weren't even landing on their OTOs. And if you're like, wait a minute, what is Optima Funnels? Well, here's the thing. In order to do all of this, you really need a tool that is able to do all these things. And Optima Funnels is the ultimate tool to do all the things and so much more. Right? So go to OptimaFunnels.com, check it out, because you are going to love this. So continuing my story, one of my clients was using ClickFunnels with her funnel, and it was only converting the lead, right? The initial sale, not the bumps or the upsells. They weren't converting. The upsells weren't even, we were like, is anybody even landing on this page? So we built out her funnel over on Optima Funnels, and it's converting beautifully. It was just like, wait a minute, we literally turned it on. And now she's generating like 4 times the revenue that she was over on ClickFunnels. And she's also saving more than $800 a month by getting rid of the other tools that she didn't need. So she had like a ClickFunnels, she had a ConvertKit, she had an Acuity, she had all these other things that now is all in one in Optima Funnels. So building a highly converting funnel is definitely strategic. Each element of the funnel play a vital role. And the key is knowing your customer and what they want and aligning the content that they receive throughout their customer journey. All right. So cheers to creating a highly converting funnel and getting a ton of raving fans. And definitely make sure you head over to OptimaFunnels.com and see if it's right for you, because trust me, you won't be disappointed. All right. I appreciate you so much for being here with me today. Until next time, let's grow your business together. Hey, wait, before you go, you know there has got to be a better way to get more sales and be more profitable, one that is predictable and scalable. But it's hard to know where to turn when you feel like you've tried it all and are not even sure you trust your own judgment anymore. Well, as always, I got you. I made 100% free video training that covers it all, including why rinse and repeating is causing you to go broke. More leads is not the only way to scale, and the one thing that's preventing your leads from converting into a sale. Let's get off the leads and roller coaster once and for all. Sign up and save your seat for my free live training and start taking control of your business growth today. Go to themichellefernandez.com/training and save your seat now, and I will see you live inside the training.